Alright Phil, it's more exciting times for Irish cricket, a World Cup to look forward to. How difficult was it making the final cut on the squad?
It wasn't that difficult. It's a case where we had 14 guys who went out there and helped us to qualify, and then Boyd wasn't fit at the time, so Boyd was always going to come back in. So in saying that, it wasn't that as easy as a make it song, but I think that's the gist of it.
And when you look at the kind of the way you put the squad together, the balance you want to get, you're happy with the balance that you have?
Well, that's the thing. The balance is nice in that we have two spinners, be it two left-hand spinners, but then we have people like Andrew White, who's bowled in World Cups. You have all the seamers who are able to adjust to pitches that we've played on all around the world. So the balance is good, and getting Boyd back is always going to be nice to have somebody quick at the top to start us off. So it's good.
We get big news on him when he comes back from South Africa with Warwickshire.
Yeah, and I haven't heard any news, so no news is good news. So that means he's been bowling and things have been going well.
When you come up against a team like England, I know West Indies is his first day out, but what's it going to be like facing up against Owen Morgan for your players, do you think?
I don't know. I think the players will have to answer that one. I think with me, it's business is business, and when we get there, and I'm sure with the players, it's a case of we're friends till we cross the line, and that's the way we've done it. I think it was showing up at Stormont that, you know, when we go to play England, it's always going to be some sort of there's always going to be some sort of added pressure because it's Ireland England. In any sport that Ireland play England, it's always like that, and cricket is no different.
Word on George Dockrell, 17 years of age, going on 18, a leaving cert, part of the squad.
George has been brilliant. After we selected him, there was a lot of ums and ahs that, you know, about being young and coming from World Cup and all that. But he's shown everybody that the faith that we had in him, in his ability, he's shown everybody that we were right. And he's done exceptionally well in Dubai, and he deserves to be at a World Cup. And the amount that that's going to do for him in his development is going to be enormous. You can't quantify that at all.
What is the position with his exams? Is he between the exams, or is he preparing still?
No, I think he would just be before exams, because I spoke to his dad a couple of weeks ago before we even selected the squad, and I think the hardest one for him is that on the day we play Australia, he has an exam that morning. So I think that's going to be the hardest one for him. But I think other than that, everything else it should be fine.
And you sound as if you are worried about Boyd. Obviously, until you see him yourself, I suppose you're not entirely convinced he'll be ready, are you?
No, the thing about it is that he's gone to South Africa and he's going to be bowling on some hard wickets and so on. So if once he comes through that, he's ready to go. So, and he is with Warwickshire, and he's with one of England's SNC people are with them and so on to check it out, because he went to their academy in Florida and so on. So he has the best out there with him, and I'm sure Warwickshire are not going to let him go through anything that he's not going to do well at. So I'm sure when he comes back later in the week, we'll know what's happening.
He's traveling with the squad, is he, next week?
Yeah. No, sorry. Yeah. Boyd is not traveling with the squad. Boyd is playing. They have a four-day game from the 9th to the 12th, and then Boyd comes
in England?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, he's staying for that one.
Yeah.
The first
they have the first call, so we can't do anything about that, you know.
Just with the young spinners, George did superbly in Dubai. When he comes up against Chris Gayle, or a guy who's really trying to get stuck into a world class guy, are you confident, really confident you can cope with that pressure?
Well, I can assure you that the Afghanis and the Dutch and them was trying to get in touch with him, and even somebody like Tenderskata, you would put him up on the list, and he couldn't get at him. I think the good thing about Doc is that he learns quickly. He picks up things very quickly, and I'm sure he's going to know how to adjust it. Hopefully, we will take away that opportunity from him from bowling to Chris Gill by getting him early. So, you know.
Yeah.
But nah, he's stood up to everything we've been put in front of him so far.
So you're at West Indies in 2020 cricket. England, our best bet of a win, would you say? Or?
No, I think our best bet for a win is West Indies, because Pakistan and West Indies are two of the best countries, I think, where 2020 is concerned. But they're very unpredictable. So it's going to be how they come out on that morning. But I think the thing for us is with the two games is to make sure that we are prepared to our best and come out there and play the best we can play, even better than we played against Bangladesh at Nottingham last year, and put them under pressure. If they underrate us any, then we're going to win easy. If they don't underrate us well, then we still have a chance of winning, but it's going to be a little bit harder, but we prepare for that.
On the tournament itself, Phil, the 2007, the last time the World Cup was in the West Indies, it was one days, of course, but the ICC seemed to get it badly wrong with the way they organised the pricing of the tickets, the atmosphere at the grounds, not allowing people in with their own instruments, not allowing the traditions of Caribbean cricket to flow through the turnstiles. They seem to be approaching in a better light now. They've reduced ticket prices and they're encouraging people to come and make it a festive atmosphere, make it easier for the locals to get in. It should contribute to better atmosphere.
Yeah, they had to. They realised that what they did was totally wrong, and it took away from the West Indian passion that's seen on TV when you watch cricket in the Caribbean. So they had to change it, and I'm glad that it's gonna be like that. It's better playing in front of full stadium than playing in front of half full stadium. And even though for the game against West Indies we're not gonna have much support. Sorry in saying that, it depends on what Irish support come down, but you know, it's going to be nice, and it's going to be an atmosphere like we see in IPL, where there's going to be noise, there's going to be music, there's going to be everything, which is great.
What would constitute a good performance then? It's such a short, you can be in and out so quickly these tournaments. What would be a good successful tournament?
Success for me in this tournament would be semi-finals.
Well, why not?
If yourself.
Why
not?
We laughed.
Super 8 wouldn't be a success.
When I did my interview, and the interview panel talked about winning one game, and I told them about Super 8s, they laughed too. So we continue. Now it's you have to try and improve every time you go out there. We're not going to think about getting to semi-final or quarter-final or wherever it is after Super 8. The plan is to play the first two games and come out of the group. And once we come out of the group, then we make the adjustments as to where we want to get after that. So in saying semi-final, the main target, first of all, is to get out of the group and into Super 8. And then we adjust and say, well, look, we want to get here, we want to get there.
This morning in the World Cup next year.
I spoke to Joycey last year. And at the time, he was scoring so much runs that, yeah, you know, there was a chance of coming back into the English team. I'm very surprised that he has not been included in any other team so far after the season he had. So you never know. Maybe the question is coming.